This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here coming to you live from Albuquerque, New Mexico with another short episode of Maestro on the Mic. Recording this one on the road because I got a DM and I got inspired and I said, you know what, I'm gonna record this. My boy Natty hit me up and asked, hey, if I take insurance at a network, am I selling out? Now, a little background, Natty is a doctor of physical therapy in New Jersey. I taught him and his boys, also known as the Movement Guys. You can find them on Instagram. They're doing awesome things. I taught them out in New Jersey a few months back. We've remained good friends since then. And Natty has left the traditional model. He is doing his own thing and accepting cash-based patients. And really, I'm super proud of this guy. He hit me up and said, you know what, I'm thinking about taking insurance at a network. Am I selling out? My dude, absolutely not. You do what you got to do to pay the bills. But you make sure that at the end of the day, you can provide quality care. Now, if anyone has checked out my website and you try to set up an appointment with me, you'll see that I say insurance is the devil, and to me, it is. But I don't want anyone to feel othered by that statement or put out by that statement. To me, insurance is the devil. I don't want to deal with it. It's too much of a headache. I don't like the rules that they try to place on me in terms of how I deliver patient care. However, you can absolutely still deliver high-quality care within that model. I found it very difficult, and as such, I left that model. And I know that a lot of other therapists are doing the same, but there's also plenty of therapists still within the model providing high quality care, right? It's not impossible. The main thing that I care about, that I really want to mandate, that I want to require demand from you guys, is that if you are within any model, you are delivering the highest quality of care that you can. One of the issues that we face when dealing with insurance companies is they try to kind of put limits on how many times you can see the patient. Because of low reimbursement rates, oftentimes you may be forced to see multiple patients at once. And one, you as a provider just get burned out. And then two, just the quality of care that you're delivering, it can suffer. So, you know, I have found great success within this cash-based model, but it's not for everyone. And also, I didn't just go right from the insurance model to the cash-based model, right? So don't think that. You got to have a safety net in there, absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with having that hybrid model where you accept insurance, maybe some in-network, out-of-network, and you're also accepting cash-based patients. This way you can keep your lights on, you can keep a steady flow of patients. And I keep saying it, I'm going to say it again, as long as you're delivering quality care, that is number one, right? That's going to be what's most important. I switched to the cash-based model because I just felt so closed in by insurance. They're dictating how many times you can see the patient. I didn't really agree with the way that copays were working. Mainly, I should kind of clarify that statement. People tend to value what they pay for. And if someone pays for a session, they pay $15, they value that session worth $15. Now, if all they have is $15, that's one thing. But many times, you know, they pay $15 for the session, $25 for the session. That's what they value it at. Suddenly, if you're charging them $200 for a session, they value it a little bit differently. They're either going to do their homework or they're not going to come back to you, one or the other, which, you know, call a spade, it's win-win. They're either going to do their homework and get better, or if they're not committed, they're not going to come back, and that's less time wasted for both of you. So the cash-based model, for many reasons, fits my model better or fits me better. And we can do a longer episode about that. But today, all I wanted to talk about real briefly was if you decide to accept insurance, there is nothing wrong with that, right? The pendulum always swings too far before it comes back to center. And I see that it really is. There's a big push out there for the cash-based model, and that's great. That's my model. I will support it, you know, and fight for it tooth and nail. But if you decide to go in network, if you decide to go out of network, those are both totally, totally valid options. Just make sure that you are providing the highest quality of care possible and that you can look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day. If you are accepting patients in network and because of low reimbursement rates, you have to keep seeing a bunch of patients and you're burning out, you're juggling multiple patients, you're double and triple booked, that's not the way to do it. All right? There's a better way out there. But if you can stay within that model and you can provide quality of care, you're seeing great outcomes, then more power to you, right? We're taking this patient-centered approach and at the same time making sure that you as the clinician don't get burned out. So, Natty, my boy, thank you for reaching out with that question. You guys should definitely check him out if you're in New Jersey and you're looking for a provider. You can find him at Myokinetics, Myokinetix. On Instagram, I'll put that on social media, on the show notes. And check out the Movement guys while you're at it. They're all out of New Jersey providing really high quality care. So until next time, my friends, thanks for tuning in. Maestro out.